It's March 25 and 26, the Real Life for Life at Dial Park Penguin. And from Cancer Council Tas, Erin Walker. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Hang on, I better switch your microphone on properly.
Might be nice.
There you go.
Hey. Good morning, Darren.
Now, you're flying solo because you've been coming in with others.
Yes, with Alicia.
With Alicia. And now you're in the chair by yourself to do the promo work for the cancer. How long have you been there now?
Since May, so.
Yeah, all right.
8 months, yeah.
You're a 6 month veteran then?
Yes, I am.
All right, so 25th and 26th, Dial Park Penguin. Do you know how many teams we've got registered so far?
I think we have about 26 teams registered at the moment.
And how many do we normally get overall? About 40-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still looking for more.
All right, plenty of space available. So get your team together and get your tent organised and get ready for March. So relayforlife.org.au. Now, you need some volunteers still for the event, right?
Yes, we do. We're looking for volunteers for our organising committee. We're looking in the area of marketing, venue coordinator, and a team support and engagement officer. So if you have any skills in those areas, and if you'd like to help out with one of the most important events on the Northwest calendar, please contact me.
Okay. Just ask for Erin at the Devonport office, right?
Yes, he can give you the phone number. It's 6419 4206.
Righto. Anything in particular you wanted to mention about Relay?
I just wanted to basically get everyone to register their teams before the 31st of December, so you'll be in the early bird draw. Yeah, to win the free and exclusive use of the budget tent, thanks to our statewide sponsor Budget, who have supported Relay for many years. So, and I also was thinking that if you're still searching for a Christmas present for friends and family, why not register them as a Relay team for Christmas and look forward to sharing in a fantastic, fun and important event.
Yeah.
So registrations are $25 for ages 6 to 17 and $30 for adults.
All right, early bird special before the end of the year.
Yes.
Right, relayforlife.org.au. Walking around and doing exercise is actually sort of, it warms you up.
It does.
Yeah, and it's just a great fun thing to do at that time of the year at beautiful Penguin. You've also got them at, have you got a Longford event this year, is that right?
We had the Longford event not long ago, about 2 months ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, so that's been and gone.
Yes.
So how come it's at the end of the year?
That one is at... They decided that was the time that they wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's a community-run event, whereas all the other events for Launceston, Hobart, Dorset and a few others are all in March, ran February, March.
Important to note that all of the money raised at Relay for Life and other events that the Cancer Council does stays right here in Tasmania, used for various programs like transporting people for treatment.
Yes.
Also, the Whig Library that you have. And I mentioned this to Alicia, that it might sound a little bit trivial, you know, the Whig Library, but if you're a teenage girl, for example, mm-hmm. going through cancer treatment and you're having chemo, for example, and your hair's gone, that's pretty important.
It's definitely important.
Self-esteem, yeah.
Yes, yeah. We have a huge Whig Library here in Devonport as well as Launceston, and it's free. So you can pop in anytime you like. If you're going through cancer treatment and you're losing your hair and you'd like something, we have wigs, we have turbans, we have hats.
Beautiful. Okay, so March 25, 26. Now, what time's starting there? It usually starts...
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, yeah, I was going to say about lunchtime.
Yep.
And then wraps up the following morning about the same...
Yes, so we walk through the night until 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. We have the closing ceremony on Monday. Sunday, sorry.
And are you still going to have that remembrance walk that people do?
Yes, we have the first lap is always the survivors and carers walk.
Yeah.
So we do that. That's the first lap we do. So we honour those people. And ones we've lost. And the candlelight ceremony is about 8 o'clock on the Saturday night. And that is where we have a candlelight ceremony. So remember the loved ones lost.
Yeah. So register your team via relayforlife.org.au. And again, if you'd like to help out in any way, shape or form, have you got your musicians organised and all of that?
Because
that's very important to keep people going.
We have a huge lineup. Yeah. Terrific.
And food and drinks and all that as normal.
Yep. All food vendors we have on site and activities.
Yeah. All right. So if you'd like to help out in any way, contact Erin at Cancer Council Tasmania's Devonport office. All right. Anything else you want to mention?
No, that should be it for today. But yeah, if you'd like to buy a Christmas present for your family, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah. Have a great Christmas.
Yes, you too.
And we'll talk more about Relay in the new year when I get back from holidays.
We will. Terrific. Have a nice Christmas.
Thanks, Erin.
Thank you.